Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Drift. Today we're diving into something super important. Building resilience in the face of adversity. Ever feel like life throws curveballs just when you think things are going your way? Like, bam, unexpected job loss, a personal setback, or maybe even just a frustrating day that feels like it's dragging on forever? Yeah, me too. We all go through rough patches, but the difference between those who bounce back and those who struggle is resilience. So how do we cultivate this superpower? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can actually make a difference in your life. First off, acceptance is key. This doesn't mean giving up or just accepting things as they are, no way. It means acknowledging what's happening, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to ignore a flat tire on your bike and expect to keep pedaling smoothly, right? You'd stop, assess the situation, and then figure out how to fix it or get around it. Same goes for life's bumps in the road. Number 2. Reframe your perspective. This is where things get really powerful. Instead of focusing on the negative, the, I can't do this, the, this sucks, mentality, try to find the silver lining, even in the toughest situations. Maybe a setback forces you to learn something new, or perhaps it opens up unexpected opportunities. It's like that old saying, every cloud has a silver lining. It might be hard to see at first, but trust me, there's always something positive to be found if you look for it. Thirdly, focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens in life, and that's okay. But what we can control is our reaction to those things. So, instead of stressing over the stuff you can't change, channel your energy into taking action where you have influence. Even small steps forward can make a huge difference in how you feel and how you move through challenges. Number 4. Build a support system. You don't have to go through this alone. Lean on friends, family, mentors, or even online communities. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load, provide fresh perspectives, and remind you that you're not in this by yourself. Think of it like having a crew of superheroes who are there to cheer you on, lend a helping hand, and celebrate your victories along the way. And lastly, practice self-care. This isn't about indulging every whim. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul so you have the strength to face whatever comes your way. Think of it like charging up your phone. If you keep using it without plugging it in, eventually, it'll die. Same goes for us. Make time for activities that bring you joy, help you relax, and leave you feeling refreshed and energized. You know those moments when you feel completely overwhelmed, like everything is crashing down around you? Maybe you just received some bad news, a project at work went south, or your personal life feels like a tangled mess of stress. Ever feel that sense of being completely out of control? Yeah, we've all been there. Let me tell you about a time when I was working on this big presentation for a conference, and it felt like the entire universe conspired against me. My laptop crashed, my power went out, and I even spilled coffee all over my notes. I swear, it was like Murphy's Law in overdrive. But instead of panicking, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that I couldn't control everything, and focused on what I could control. Getting back on track and delivering the best presentation possible. So, I grabbed my backup laptop, thank goodness for those. Rescheduled my power outage appointment, cleaned up the mess, and started again. By shifting my focus and taking things one step at a time, I managed to pull off the presentation and even received some great feedback afterward. Remember these key takeaways. Accept what's happening, reframe your perspective, focus on what you can control, build a support system, and practice self-care. These strategies aren't just about surviving adversity, they're about thriving in the face of it. You've got this. Now go out there and build that resilience. Hey, if you found today's episode helpful, make sure to share it with a friend who could use a little boost. And don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps keep the Digital Drift train rolling. Until next time, stay focused and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.